a good day out to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day out to free us up and scum the nation. No matter what you say, the rules will continue to play out, play out until the day we are repaid. Here I sit thinking.
Now it's 7 after the hour. Time is a consideration in everybody's life, and we're going to make the best use we possibly can out of your time that you've devoted to listening to this program. Thank you very much for being here. The Doug Steffen Good Day program doesn't include just Doug Steffen. It includes Roberta Fasanelli, who has some special freebie Fridays from the Queen of Cheap later on in this hour.
Yes, I do.
And would you like
to
give...
Oh, we have some things, because it's June 1st, right?
June is busting out all over.
Yeah. Oh.
A minute and 15 seconds.
Busting out all over.
If it has to do with bus, Duck is on it. Okay.
June is busting out all over.
So we have some special freebies for June Bride. Yeah. My mom was a June Bride. June 29th. She just got in under the wire.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That was a while ago.
That was a while ago, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Like in the 40s sometime.
All right, so.
And I love June because it's my birthday month.
I know, okay.
Yeah.
So
tomorrow's my birthday.
Saturday, yeah.
Birthday's tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, you're the first one to sing to me.
Happy birthday. You call this
to
singing?
Me.
I was about to say.
All right,
happy
television
birthday.
News coming up. Jennifer is in Ireland. She'll be back on Monday.
Ireland.
Heather's taking care of a problem with her children in a bath. I don't know what that is, but listen. Uh-oh. Mothers have to take care of their children. They got to have baths. Cable news viewers. Later in the hour, we talk about television. Thought this was pretty interesting, though. The presidential election has been over the past, 12? Cable news 12, 14 years ago, really got hot with Fox and with CNN, been around longer than any of the others, MSNBC now. But the ratings, maybe this is just burnout. And I'm not suggesting it's wishful thinking, nor does it apply to talk radio in the sense that, well, we have, you know, everybody thinks all talk radio is the same, and it's not. There is political issue-oriented news talk radio, and then there are other things that are pieced together, programs that are money and financial-oriented informational shows. There's psychologists. There are people who just tell good stories and have fun. I kind of like to think that's what we're about here. At any rate, Fox is on top of the heap, but they're losing, as is MSNBC, and mm-hmm. we were talking about CNN, off like 25% mm-hmm. this year. Of the people who are in the desirable demographic, which is 25, I guess it's early 20s to mid to late 50s.
I can't right? understand why that's the desirable demographic, because people over 50 have most of the money.
You and Roberta, well,
we always say
Roberta
the same
should be
thing.
The desirable demographic.
Right. Well, but they tell you, studies suggest that people in their older years have already made up their minds right. what they're going to buy.
You have no chance of getting them to change their brand. If they've bought Ford for 30 years, they're buying uh-huh. another Ford. And if you're Toyota, you're giving up on that.
All right, now, is that the case? Let me just pick on...
Or Del Monte that. Or whoever it is.
Yeah, uh-huh. let's take Ford, for example.
Okay.
And my son, who's now, 35. All right? What, 97? Yeah, it'd be 36 this fall. My son... Having been around me growing up, and my preference was for Ford products, whether that's what got him started on Ford products, I don't know. But he has never really bought or driven any other vehicles other than Ford products. And he got a Ford right. Focus this year.
Oh, cool.
A lease. He was very excited. Dad put $2,000 down. And I have to pay $199 a yep. month. Mm-hmm. And actually, I've driven the car. It's a pretty snazzy car
They're
for
nice
that kind
cars.
Of dough.
They're nice cars.
Yeah. But the point I'm trying to make is he'd made up his mind quite a long time ago that he was going to buy Fords. He likes the fact that he's a funny kid in terms of contrasts. Mm-hmm. When you talk to him, you wouldn't think he'd give a damn about American business, in a sense. But he buys, he doesn't buy anything. He will, he stays clear of stuff made in China unless there's no, and he makes a point of it, of looking at where things are made.
What cars made in China? I mean,
I'm talking about other things.
Yeah, okay.
Other consumables.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But cars, he's strictly American. And I think a lot more people that you thought heretofore would buy European because it was the sort of shishi, frou-frou, you know, it was the thing to do.
Right.
People with money don't buy American cars. Well, that's not the case anymore.
People with brains do.
People I've got a Chevy.
Yeah. Yeah. And you bought, what? You don't have any money.
Saturns before that.
You know what?
What was that?
You don't have any money anymore.
Right.
You're like me. All right. Anyway, so what were you saying, Richie?
It's ridiculous. I mean, why go out and pay... You know me, I would never buy a new car to save my life. It's
right,
just,
me either.
You're throwing money out the window.
Right. Somebody's got to buy them, though, so let Roberta
thank
buy
you
them.
For going out and thanks taking a hit for me.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's good.
But I would rather go buy a one-year-old car with 20,000 miles on it, which is what I always do.
Yeah.
And it's anywhere from $8,000 to $15,000 cheaper than what you paid for it. Thank you very much.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm.
And then I drive it for 2 years and sell it. But... You know, if you put a Honda next to a Fusion, a Ford Fusion, a Honda Accord next to a Ford Fusion, that Honda has better resale. It does.
Yeah.
But it's not because it's a better car. It's because people think it's a better car. And why not pay $2,000 less, $1,500 less, $3,000 less for that Fusion?
Yeah.
Do it.
No, it's annoying. I'm just researching a news story.
But what makes them think it's a better car?
Well, there's no doubt that in the 80s, the...
Junk. We made junk.
Right. The American manufacturers made junk.
Junk.
It was junk. In the 70s is when it started the decline, like 79, 80 type thing. All through the 80s, it was trash. But I will tell you right now, I've owned two Ford Explorers, a Cadillac, and... They have all been great cars, have never been in the shop, ever, for anything. Mm-hmm. Tires and brakes, that's it.
Heather's been driving Explorer for how long?
I've been driving an Explorer for 4 years.
Yeah, and did you, beside the $50 piece we put in the other day, have you ever spent any money on it?
Yeah, well, I am now because I didn't buy it new.
Yeah.
It's a 2002, so now it's kind of hit the 10
years old.
Yeah,
right.
So things are starting to go on.
Richie,
it.
You got to find her a new one.
She can buy mine.
Yeah, there you go. Bingo.
$5.
$5.
$5.
I worked you out a deal.
All right.
A dollar down, and the chase is on. All right, so anyway, the American... products, the American market.
It's good stuff. Nowadays, all new cars are nice. Nice, nice.
They have
to be. And you're not going
to
have any problems with them.
Have to be.
Until they get into the 70,000-mile range.
Now,
so it's all the same. If you're looking at a 70,000-mile car, you know, I don't know. Then
see,
it's all
I don't,
up in the air.
I have pickup trucks or trucks that are bigger than pickup trucks. Ford F-150s, 250s, 350s, 450s, 550s, all of them on the farm. And I have found with the pickup that I drive, which is a 350, I drive that most of the time. It just goes and goes. There are some things that are that I won't pay attention to until the thing doesn't run. And then I pay attention to it because I want to have it every day. And then I'll use something else for a day or two while we fix that. But generally speaking, that truck's got 60,000 miles on it.
Sure.
Engine's never been apart. It's had a few starting issues with glow plugs and stuff like that. The other truck that's the same year, that's the 550, has been a nightmare this year. And I don't know why. It's been awful.
And I have to tell you.
Fixed. But that's got 290,000 miles on it, and that's nothing for these, you know, people say, oh, my God, how can you drive something with that many miles on? And the gas engines that are built today are very reliable.
Yeah.
So the components, I mean, if you want to, I think when you get to be 10, 12 years old.
They've got the manufacturing down on these things.
Yeah.
Right. And by the way, if you're smart, there are most of these products now that have a warranty that goes with them that even pays for the oil changes. This little Mini Cooper that I'm driving now that was Tony's, I brought it in to have it serviced. Or it was a problem, and I didn't understand it was on the dash light.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it was? I didn't tell you this, Richie. It was the gas cap wasn't tightly put on.
Get out.
So there was a light that came on. Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to get an air down.
The tire pressure isn't 28 pounds on all of the four wheels. There's a thing. Shows up on the dash. And so I didn't know what all these things. I actually even read the book and didn't understand it. So I brought it in. The guy laughed. He said, well, we did put one new light bulb in. And they changed the oil and didn't charge me anything. Zero. Nothing.
Wow. Speaking of oil changes, I learned with my Honda Civic years ago that you're actually supposed to change the oil, not just top it off. I learned that
every 3,000 miles.
My engine seized. I had to
buy
an entire new engine. Yeah,
Because you never changed the oil.
Beautiful.
I topped it off.
Yeah.
No. It was sludge. It was just sludge.
Of course it was.
Yeah, they showed it to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything bent inside it. And
Yeah.
I don't know that I tell too many people, especially on the farm.
Yeah,
I
would, I'm not going to tell many people this.
Told millions across the U.S. coast to coast.
18 past the hour on Good Day.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know the Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
At Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself.
Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk. Participants were compensated for their time.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder. We're itchy, too. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Some music from Duets coming up here on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Pay attention as we can to another one of these television shows. This is the summer show Duets that brings in four of the, I suppose these are fairly well-known performers, Kelly Clarkson, John Legend, Jennifer Nettles, and Robin Thicke. So we start here with Kelly Clarkson and Robin opening the show with State of Shock. So that doesn't bring out any of the new performers. Let's move to John Legend, Richie, performing I Knew You Were Waiting with contestant Bridget Carrington. Well, who's originally responsible for this song?
Officer and a Gentleman, not Officer and a Gentleman, Dirty Dancing.
Oh, is it?
What movie is this?
No.
No?
Yes.
What?
This is the Pointer Sisters or something? I don't know. Let me look it up.
It sounds like a lot of the same to me, though.
No, I know. No, it was Aretha Franklin.
Aretha, that's what
yeah.
it was. Yeah.
Aretha and George Michael.
So this would go back, what, 20 years?
It was in the 80s, maybe.
87.
Good. So Kelly and Robin and Jennifer liked the performance. Anybody watch this last night?
I didn't.
I watched Touch with our guy Kiefer.
Yeah. That was at an opening night party on Broadway.
Nice. Excuse me, sir, Roberta. The riffraff here. I was out raking hay until it got dark. Actually, you know what? Last night I went to a meeting. I call them the Framingham Anarchists because we want to change the form of government in town. It's a pretty interesting group of people, actually. Had nothing to do with anything other than when I came home. I did watch.
You should fit in just well then.
I'm feeling fine about getting involved. Yeah, exactly. And then I came home and watched A Person of Interest. Man, is that a great show.
You're not watching Touch this year, huh?
I have not. No, I don't see Touch, and I probably ought to figure out how to tape it because I'm sure I'd like it, but it's on
too late.
The same time.
Yeah, last
season's
night.
Over.
Is it really?
Can't you get it on demand?
Yeah, you can get it on demand.
Go to Hulu
but
or something.
Trying to explain to Doug how to do that.
Oh, so. Stop it. Will you please?
You press the button on your remote that says on demand.
Yeah, all right, that's your job now.
Here's Kelly Clarkson with Jordan Meredith, one of the contestants on Duets, singing Misery. Or Misery.
Misery.
I know.
Tell me why does my heart make a fool of me? Guess it's our destiny.
Somebody wake me up when this is over, will you please?
You don't sound the same.
You know what? Yeah, they really do sound.
You know what? I just made an executive decision. I'm done with this.
Yeah.
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 Well, you press the buttons. You can do that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but it really is. I mean, I'm looking for something new every week. If I want to listen to the audio, though, from The X Factor, isn't that the one that Howard's in?
Yeah.
Was that on last night?
No. Howard's in, Howie and Howard are on America's Got Talent.
America's Got Talent.
Yes.
Right. And there was something, I don't know why we don't have any audio from it, unless last night's show wouldn't have been a repeat. That's in season now. There was a group of black instrumentalists, and I came in just at the end of their performing. They were all extolling what wonderful performers they were. And you know what they reminded me of, Richie? Remember those dudes that were on that show last year that we so loved and they didn't make it to the final round?
The sing-off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some...
The old guys. Yeah, the street corner guys.
Right, yeah. They were great. These guys sort of, they look like that was their part, but I didn't hear any of the audio.
Were they acapella?
No, they had all instruments and stuff. But they were must have been something super, and none of us saw it other than me seeing the end of it. And I wanted to make a note to have Evan find the audio, and then I forgot to. So maybe if you can nose around a little bit, might be fun to have that. Those are the moments that are fun we want to capture. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%, APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.22%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
The Friday, June 1st edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day program coming up. Your freebie Friday fun stuff with our Queen of Cheap. And then
and we know you all wait for this so that you can hear annoying Roberta go, the freebie Friday!
All right, before we get to that, it's time for our 2020 trivia contest. Everybody ready?
Oh, yeah.
I have to warn you. I'm having some issues today, and I may blurt out the answer if I know it.
Well, you won't know it.
Okay, good.
I'm confident you don't know the answer to this.
Okay, good.
800-510-8255. Toilet paper. Invented when by whom?
Oh.
800-510-8255. Of course, you'll do a little research maybe and come up with that answer. Who invented toilet paper?
Not John J. Crapper, though.
Whom? Crapper invented the crapper.
Toilet.
Right. Right, exactly.
I just thinking maybe he realized he needs something to go along with it.
Now, this was a long time before the Mr. Crapper's invention was put to the test. This goes back a few years. Toilet paper, invented by whom? And I'm talking about a population. In what country is probably the better question. In what country?
Some place that didn't have leaves. Scotland.
In what country? We don't answer the question because that's the audience's job. You know, that's why I give the phone number, 800-510-8255.
I'm answering the question.
I know you do, Roberta.
I was right on what country. Okay. Yeah. So we're not looking for a person. You should tell everybody that.
Well, we're interested in a group.
Right.
We're interested in a country, and in that country, the toilet paper was used by a group.
Right.
The Sherman Group.
Right. 800. Do you know how annoying it is when I ask you not to answer the question? You keep taking shots at it?
Bears.
800, yeah. That's where you belong, in the woods with some of them. 800-510-825. You know what? Someday I'm going to get up and leave, and I'm not going to come back.
Because you won't remember how to get home, or what?
Other than I'm already here. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Okay, so you'll figure that out. We have a swell prize for the person that figures it out. Meanwhile, time for our tons of freebies on our Freebie Fun Friday adventure with the Queen of Cheap.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Well, it's June 1st. So that got me thinking yesterday about June brides. So we've got a couple of freebies for June brides here. You know how you put save the date cards out if you're getting married? So like people know what the date is. That may be too late if you're a June bride, but it's still good to know. Huh. Or you could use them as thank you cards. Well, Vistaprint is giving you 100 free postcards. All you're going to do is pay shipping and handling, and that's about $7, so that's still not a bad price. But the cards are absolutely free, and we give all the instructions to you on how to do this at DougStephan.com. Also, if you have a guest book or a reception table, you can get a free 8x10 canvas, a photo canvas. A lot of bride and grooms do that. They have a picture of themselves as you walk in. I think that's so if you're in a multiple place, it has like multiple receptions, so like you don't walk into the wrong one, so it has a picture of the bride and groom on it, which I did one time. I spent about half the reception at the wrong wedding. Amazon. I did. I don't seem to know anybody here.
That's not surprising.
And then you probably still had a good time, didn't you?
I had a great time. Then the bride and groom came in and I said,
who are you?
Who are you? Well, another time they were filming and we just, it was a bat mitzvah, and so we just went up and said, and they came up to us with the microphone. They said, well, would you like to say something to the bat mitzvah boy? And we're like, okay. So you can imagine when they were watching the video later on going, who are those people? Okay, Amazon, $2 of free MP3 credit. It's courtesy of Pepsi this time, and we tell you how to get that. Free tall Starbucks drink when you buy a Via iced coffee. That's always a good thing. Oh, today is National Donut Day, June 1st. So Krispy Kreme giving away free donuts, and we tell you how to do that. Let's see, tomorrow Home Depot is going to have a free kids workshop, and you can get a free workshop apron and make something or another, probably for Father's Day. If you're a Bank of America cardholder, first, I'm sorry for you, but second, you can get the museums free tomorrow. And this is just for the ladies, La Aquitaine, which is, I love her, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but La Aquitaine. It's a French product. I love their stuff. Well, they're giving free facials tomorrow, and actually through June 3rd, and you can receive a free gift bag as well, but you got to go and you got to sign up ahead of time, and we tell you how to do that all at the Queen of Cheap Freebie Friday section at DougStephan.com.
You know, I'm happy to denigrate the Bank of America whenever the opportunity presents itself, because I think they're a horror. But I found out something interesting yesterday about their mortgage rates. If you have a mortgage from Bank of America right now, they're offering you an opportunity to chop your rate by 0.75 points. If you just sign, they don't do anything except send you a piece of paper. Would you like to have your interest rate chopped to 0.75 points from where it is and have your mortgage rewritten for 30 years? And
wow.
It benefits them because they know what the money costs them today.
Right.
So if they extend it over 30 years, it still means they're going to double. Whatever they're offering you is still aimed at them making twice whatever it is that they've loaned to you. But it cuts your payments down. And there apparently is another deal. And if somebody knows more about it than I just heard somebody talking about it on the radio. If you want to cut another point, they will charge you a point. So, in other words, if your mortgage is $400,000, cost you $4,000 to lower your rate by a point to get it down in some circumstances less than 3%, another 30-year deal, and you figure out how long would it take you to make up, if it's $4,000 that it costs you, how long would it take you in terms of savings to save that $4,000? My guess is less than a year.
Problem.
So why wouldn't you do that
right
as well?
So, but, you know, that kind of makes me suspect. Like, why are they offering it? Do they know that interest rates are going to go down even further?
Well,
how can they go down any further?
I think that of the things that is a problem with the Bank of America, especially, I've noticed it with Chase. You know, I've told you the story about my home in Santa Monica, how I asked, you know, the value of the place has gone down hundreds of thousands of dollars since 2008. And so I've asked them if there isn't something, because I knew when they took over Washington Mutual with the original mortgager, they paid 45 cents on the dollar for those mortgages. Mm-hmm. So I had a $1 million mortgage. They paid $450,000 for it. I figured there's some room.
Right.
And many of the places around where I am in the canyon have down, you know, the same size and condition, have gone from $1 million or $1.2 million down to $600,000, $700,000.
Oh.
So I gave them the comps, and And they ignored me. They ignored me for months. I said, you know, there's got to be some way of resolving this. And so I was told by the real estate guy, just stop making your payments. So from October of last year to this moment, I haven't made a payment on the house. Not 1 cent. And they come to me every 2-3 weeks and say, we need this information, that information. Keep asking me for information. I keep sending it to them. Well, that form wasn't right. Could you send us another form, Mr. Steph? I just keep sending them information. And they talk to me. They're very nice, very polite. You know, we have to do this. We're under scrutiny and yada, yada, yada. So I'm listening.
Whatever works.
But it's very interesting because they keep, every time this guy talks to me on the phone, he says, you know, we have to do this because the government says blah, blah, blah. Well, the government fined all these big banks $5-6 billion apiece for screwing the homeowner. Now, I never did any business with Chase before. Well, that's not true. I had a car loan with them. That was a mess about, in the late 90s. I understand. Once you get lost in the system at these big banks, you are lost. Finished. So get as much as you can out of them. And as, you know, in the circumstance of the Bank of America mortgage, if you can get a mortgage and you make your payments every month, they're never going to bother you, and you're going to be way ahead of the game, it seems to me, by following that.
Bottom line is we have to get through all this for everything to get back on track
again. Yeah, exactly.
As long as all these houses are still in flux and there is no real value.
Right.
Assigned to the house. Everything,
I mean, if they did a short sale, they wouldn't get as much out of it as if they refinanced it with me, and they know that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So. But there's just millions of houses now that are in this position.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Millions of people are not paying their mortgages. That's how they buy their cars.
This country will not get back on its feet until all this is taken care of and cleaned up, and then there's a hard value on these houses again.
You know,
isn't it like 25% of all mortgages are underwater?
At least.
I would think so.
At least. Yeah. And you know what is also more, I was laughing, George W. Bush or H.W. Bush yesterday at the White House, they had a wonderful time with that portrait. And you could see the little...
Did you watch it? It was great.
Yeah, he was very good. It was very nice to see the warmth between the families. You didn't see much warmth between Bush and Obama. But what I liked is that he sort of... I mean, I've never been a big fan of his politically. He's a nice guy.
Funny guy,
if he thinks... You know, it's his stumble mumble stuff, and it seems to work. So anyway, I'm thinking about this and going back to Ronald Reagan and Mitt Romney and all these people. They keep dancing to the same dance. They keep picking away Donald Trump and the birther thing and all this other complete nonsense. All Romney has to do morning, noon, and night, every day between now and November, is ask this question and this question only. And every discussion, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? That's it.
Yes.
Stop everything else. If you've got a brain, shut up about everything else. Ask that question. He wins in a landslide because 94% of you will answer the question no, the same as you did when Ronald Reagan was in the same position with Jimmy Carter. Everybody loved Jimmy Carter. Great guy. Horrible president. Terrible. The worst in the century. Just awful. And all Reagan, somebody smart enough around him figured out, maybe he figured out himself, that you only had to ask one question. And since then, people have tried without it working successfully because situations weren't as bad as they are now. But Richie is 100% right. The entire economy is driven by home ownership and home building. Yeah. If you can't get that thing started again, you are not getting any place. And it isn't starting. We're talking about, you know, some of the areas around here where, you know, in my neighborhood, there are plenty of million-dollar homes. Average price of a home now, $599, maybe $699 if you're lucky.
Nationally?
Pretty much.
The median?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. So you want to sell new houses, you better be building them in my area for that price. And wherever, Richie, down in your area, I'm guessing that before it was $599, and now it's probably $399 to $450. Is that about
median?
Right? Yeah, and you're in neck of the woods down there.
Right? Yeah, I mean, we still have lots of million-dollar homes, and, you know, it depends on the neighborhood you're in. But, yeah, I mean, you know, my house took a
hit.
$250,000, $300,000 hit.
Right, exactly. Right. All right, Dennis is in Norwood, New Jersey, with an answer to our 2020 news quiz, or actually a trivia quiz question. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, thank you. How are you doing today?
Oh, very, very good. It's beautiful out today.
It is. Isn't it great? The Northeast is absolutely beautiful, gorgeous. Great day today. Yesterday was a nice day, too. So, toilet paper was invented by whom?
The Romans.
It was not. It was
a great guess, though.
Yeah, it is a good guess. Yeah, about the right era. But you got to go to a different part of the world. For people that were almost as industrious, but not quite so bellicose, at least
at the
time.
Is that the same era? No, it's later.
Well, it's later, yeah. I mean, the Romans were certainly, their empire lasted till about the eighth century, but it started falling apart actually about the time of what happened with Jesus. I mean, they went. When did the Romans, the era of the building of the Colosseum and that, when was that, Roberta? I'm trying to remember.
The building of the Colosseum?
Fourth century. Isn't that the fourth century?
Yeah, about 2,000 years ago, more or less.
Yeah, right. Yeah, third or fourth century. So, or first. That was the height of the Roman era, and there was no toilet paper used.
It was built in 70, between 70 and 80 AD.
Yeah. Hi, Dennis. Thanks for the shot. Appreciate you trying. The answer is toilet paper was invented by the Chinese.
Really?
In the late 1300s, and it was exclusively used by the emperors and the emperor's family. Nobody else could use it.
Wow.
Toilet
During
paper.
The Tang Dynasty.
The Tang Dynasty, correct, yes.
So and that's when they have spaghetti and toilet paper.
And Tang.
And Tang.
And Tang.
Yeah, all that stuff together. Yeah. Great.
How about that?
So, and then a guy named Joseph Gayety is widely credited with inventing modern, commercially available toilet paper.
You mean it wasn't Mr. Whipple?
1920s.
I bet Mr. Whipple.
If you ask that question to most kids in school, they tell you Mr. Whipple.
They don't know who Mr. Whipple is anymore.
You don't think?
No.
No. Or Mr. Green
Not
Jeans.
At all.
It's a travesty.
So listen to this. Where was it? I saw other things that they were using to. Okay. So in parts of the world where they don't use toilet paper, like in India, they think that water is much more cleanly. Than
like,
using
like
paper.
A bidet kind of
right.
thing?
Right. So a bidet, some use rags, sand, leaves, seaweed,
yes.
corn cobs, animal furs.
That's where the expression stick a corn cob came from,
sticks,
I think.
Corn cobs?
Sticks.
Oh.
And your hand.
Or a hand of another.
And then they wash their hands with soap.
Wow.
Certainly glad I brought this up. Aren't you folks at home happy about this? 11 minutes before the hour on Good Day.
As the summer driving season gets started, Sears Auto Center wants to make sure you get the most out of every gallon of gas with a great deal on our Fuel Saver package. Right now, for just $29.99, you get a conventional oil change, air filter, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and tire pressure check. You'll also save on all Goodyear tires, including up to $65 when you buy four. Just stop by Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center, valid for most vehicles. Fuel Saver package regularly $57.98. Goodyear savings range from $16 to $65. Savings go through 6-12.
A U.S. citizen has been wrongly imprisoned in Dubai for 4 years without bail or trial, and American officials have yet to speak on his behalf. In 2008, Zach Shaheen was arrested and tortured amid allegations of corruption against his company. The U.S. government has since demanded fair treatment for many international prisoners, mostly non-U.S. citizens. But for Zach, silence. In desperation, Zach has declared a hunger strike. Must he die before he receives the same treatment his government gave to non-Americans? Zach's American attorney, Jim Jatras.
Zach's been held for 4 years and not a peep from Washington. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton should publicly insist that Zach be treated fairly as she speaks out for prisoners in China, Ukraine, or Iran. She should demand his release or bail and a fair public trial so Zach can disprove the baseless charges against him.
Help save Zach. Visit FreeZach.com and urge your senators and congressmen to take action.
51 past the hour on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp,
red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Trying to figure out how to do it inexpensively. Good luck on that. We'll talk to Tom Parsons from bestfares.com about how to maybe cut back on the expenses, tips on keeping your summer vacation on some kind of budget. That's the reality. Man, I got a ticket and a half this past week, and it reinforced to me why I remember I don't like to fly in the summertime. Stand by for that report coming up from Tom Parsons in a moment here on Good Day.
Tesla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Tesla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
At Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself. Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk. Participants were compensated for their time.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Ever turn on your TV to find the Dish Hopper let you skip through all the ads? Ever find an entire show is passed without interruption because the Dish Hopper lets you automatically skip the ads? Well, if you're tired of skipping ads, turn to radio, where ads are alive and well.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
All right, so now let's check with Tom Parsons from bestfares.com about how to use various tools. The route that I travel most frequently is Boston to L.A., and normally it's been as low. I think I've paid as low as 200 and something during the wintertime, and it would go up to 3 something or other in the springtime. $600 to do it for a two-day trip in July. Yeah, exactly.
Ouch.
We just paid $1,000 for my ticket to Columbia this summer. We usually pay about $600.
Yeah.
All right. So not that you can help Richie or me because we have finite destinations, but I know you love to compare nearby airports.
Right.
And that maybe saves people. But, sometimes it sounds good as far as the airfare is concerned, but there are other considerations, and I always sort of throw water on your idea because sometimes if it costs less on the airplane, it's going to cost you more to do something else. So, anyway, having said that, what's your deal? What do you think is the right way for people to keep their summer vacation on budget?
I still think you have to do, I still think this summer, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, not so much that the airfare sales start that way. That's the 2 days of the week you should try to fly.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since the kids have a very flexible schedule. They're out for 60 day plus. You've just got to break up your work week. Maybe you come back on a Wednesday, then it's TGI Friday, and they're back in time to listen to your show. You know? That's really what it's coming down to. I mean, we are starting to see price drops to Europe, but you're not going to get them until probably the last week of August.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get them in September and October, but we're talking $300 to $500. So if you're not traveling with kids, I mean, why do you want to be in Paris in July? Okay. I mean,
too many people anyway.
Well, no, I usually have to take 3 cans of deodorant, one for me, one for the elevator operator, and one for the taxi guy. it's a very humid time to be in Paris, but yeah. September is a great time to be in Europe. The same thing now on the West Coast, the fares to Hawaii are just sky high, $700, $800. But we are finding first class fares, like say, out of Seattle, as low as $997 to Maui this summer.
Really?
First class. So sometimes, if you're going to pay pretty close to this one level and you're paying $600 to go to Montego Bay and it costs you $700 to fly first class, I can tell you right now, that's not a no-brainer for Doug Steffen.
No, I would do that. Yeah.
You do that in the New York Minute.
Yeah.
But you can't get that coast to coast unless you're using frequent flyer miles or something in that order.
It's the only way to do that stuff. Yeah.
So all I can say is, we have a special page. We do pick up things. But I think if you wait till June 19th, I think Southwest is going to have their 41st anniversary, and where they fly our AirTrans up to 50% off.
All right. So wait till June 19th to book.